Hello again, and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. Today, we have a very interesting story for you. It concerns a freedom that we enjoy in the United States that can easily start verbal arguments or even fistfights. Then, we will turn to Southeast Asia, where thousands of Thai migrant workers are fleeing to Cambodia following the recent military overthrow of the government. The situation has been described as very serious by those who have seen it. We'll give you details about what is happening. As It is on the air from VOA, Washington. Saturday marks the 25th anniversary of a major legal ruling on free speech in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled that burning the American flag as a form of political protest is a protected act of free speech under the U.S. Constitution. The vote was 5-4. Many Americans opposed the court's decision at the time, and some still disagree with it today. The 1989 Supreme Court case on flag burning resulted from the actions of a man named Gregory Johnson. He was a demonstrator at the 1984 National Convention of the Republican Party. The convention delegates met in Dallas, Texas. They nominated Ronald Reagan for a second term as president. During a protest against Reagan administration policies, Gregory Johnson set fire to an American flag. He was arrested and charged with violating a Texas law on flag desecration, destroying or damaging a flag in public. Flag burning was often part of anti-war and anti-government demonstrations during the 1960s and early 1970s. Gregory Johnson appealed a Texas court's decision against him. His case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court ruled that flag burning is legally protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. The First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech. Elliot Minkberg is a lawyer for a group called People for the American Way. He says the Supreme Court decision expanded the rights of free speech.
I do think it does say a lot positive about American ideals to be able to say, as the court did, and as the people have effectively agreed, that you can even take the symbol of our country and burn it and still not be prosecuted for that.
But 25 years later, the flag-burning case still fuels strong emotions, especially among former armed forces members. They see the flag as something representing democracy. Retired Army Master Sergeant Louis Selle is the legislative director for the American Legion, the largest group of U.S. military veterans.
The American flag is more than just a piece of cloth. It's representative of the sacrifices of American soldiers. It's representative of the triumphs and also of the struggles of the American people over the course of over 200 years.
Louis Selle hopes to persuade Congress to protect the flag through enactment of an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That would require the support of 2/3 of the Senate and House of Representatives and 75% of the 50 states.
It's not just the veterans that would be voting on this, it's the American people. And again, overwhelmingly, we find that the American people would support such an amendment.
In 2006, researchers found that 56% of Americans supported a constitutional amendment to protect the flag. That is less than the high of 71% in a survey released shortly after the Supreme Court ruling in 1989. Free speech activists like Elliot Minkberg consider the flag-burning case settled. They do not see the kind of political force now that would lead to a constitutional amendment.
The American Constitution protects the right of all citizens to disagree, to peacefully protest, even some of the more important symbols of our republic, and that protection is what provides the freedom that Americans so cherish here and around the world.
But Lou Selle of the American Legion says his group will continue to fight.
To make sure that the people now have the choice to vote on a constitutional change that will protect the symbol of the United States of America.
He hopes to persuade the next Congress to consider the Flag Amendment. Thousands of migrant workers have fled to Cambodia from Thailand. Many fear that Thailand's new military government will take steps against illegal workers. But as we hear from Ana Mateo, the government has denied ordering the expulsion of workers.
Eyewitnesses describe areas along the Thai-Cambodian border as disorderly and chaotic. Tens of thousands of undocumented Cambodian workers have been going home. Some say they heard unconfirmed reports of the use of force against illegal labor by Thailand's military government. Border security was tightened after the Thai armed forces ousted the civilian government on May 22nd. The military coup caused some migrant workers to leave Thailand. But in recent days, the numbers have risen sharply. Joe Lowry works for the International Organization for Migration. He says border stations are overcrowded.
About 75,000 people would have crossed over from Thailand, undocumented Cambodian workers. They are coming from different parts of Thailand, being at the border, and then being taken to their home provinces by a combination of army and military trucks and minibuses that we're hiring as well to get the most urgent cases home. Yeah, it's been quite a chaotic scene on the border for the last 48 hours, and it seems that it might continue for quite some time.
Since the coup, Thai police and officials are reported to have raided some migrant neighborhoods. They reportedly asked migrant workers to present identification cards. Last Sunday, the Thai military and foreign ministry denied there are plans to punish migrant workers. A military government official says the administration is taking steps to control migrant labor because of concerns over human trafficking and child labor. General Prayut Chan-o-cha is the head of the military government. He recently called for better workforce rules. He also said that warning illegal workers about their standing led to fears of a crackdown. In recent years, the International Labor Organization has supported a program set up to make regular Thailand's undocumented labor. The program created a system of work permits and national passports for migrant workers. Andy Hall studies migrant worker issues. He says an examination of policy is needed.
They've come out with this commission saying they're setting up this commission to address migration issues. I mean, I think it's a good thing because the migration is the policy in Thailand has been absolutely chaotic. Hundreds of thousands of migrants have been left without any policy.
Thailand's National Health Commission Office estimates there are as many as 4 million migrant workers in the country. At least 400,000 were from Cambodia and more than 2 million from Myanmar. Smaller numbers are from Laos. These migrants work in Thailand's industry, agriculture, and fishing sectors, areas often avoided by Thai nationals. I'm Ana Mateo.
From First Amendment rights to migrant workers in Southeast Asia, we give you our world every day as it is. It's time for us to step aside for two more Learning English programs. If economics and money interest you, stay right where you are. That's up next. At the beginning of the hour, we present the latest in world developments from the VOA newsroom. Thank you for spending some time with us today. This is VOA, Washington.